matter which campus you're in, I want you to take your iPad, your iPhone, your Bible, and I want you to go to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, and I want us to look at verses 1 through 5. I'm going to begin a new series of messages, and I'm going to talk to us from the Word of God about significance through serving. This is what I know about every person. Every person wants significance in their life. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out this deal with life. I think about the time we get it figured out, we probably leave here. But in John chapter 13, this is what Jesus said. It says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from the supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself, and he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash his disciples' feet, and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded." I want to take a few moments, and I want to talk to you about no small feat. No small feat. I recently read a book entitled Dare to Serve. Leadership's leadership, folks. Let me explain something. Whether you're a coach on a football field, you're a teacher in a classroom, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a political person, leadership is leadership because leadership involves people. And I recently read a book entitled Dare to Serve. The lady who wrote the book was a lady named Cheryl Batch Elder. She never came out and said, "I'm a Christian," but she is. It's very obvious. I read the book, and it was about the story of Popeyes. Popeyes, Louisiana restaurant, and how a Louisiana restaurant was turned around. You say, "Well, Pastor Benny, that wouldn't be relevant to me." Oh, I think it probably is. Let me share something with you may not know. Do you realize one out of every 10 people in America are working in a restaurant? Do you realize that one-third of all people, one-third of all people's first job was in a restaurant? Do you realize that 50% of people in our world, 50%, one out of every two, will work in a restaurant in their lifetime? My mother was a waitress. I'm always conscientious of how I treat the waitresses because my mother worked in a restaurant and struggled as a waitress to provide for myself and my sister. In this book, Dare to Serve, she talks about how God helped her and they turned around Popeye's restaurant. I mean, literally, the stock in Popeye's just exploded. She started in 2007, everything was declining, but by the year 2014, the profits were up 40%. Each local restaurant, on average, in Popeye's, the average sales were up 25%. And they said, "Miss Batch Elder, how did you transform the business? How did you turn things around?" She said, "Well, as the CEO, I started at the top, and this is what I said to all of our people in our business. If you move yourself out of the spotlight and dare to serve others, you will deliver superior performance results. If you'll move yourself out of the spotlight and dare to serve other people, you will deliver superior performance results." Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. It's realizing that it's about others. And I am convinced, ladies and gentlemen, that the only way you can really experience significance in your life is through serving. I didn't read this in a book. I just went deep inside of me, and I think there's four stages to life. I think you start out with survival. You're just trying to survive. Maybe you're like Tina Turner. I will survive. I don't know. But you start out, you just want to survive. Maslow says it's food, it's shelter, it's clothing. It's just survival. And you move from survival, stage number one, to striving. You're just trying to make ends meet. Just trying to make ends meet. You're just trying to make sure, in many cases, you're just trying to make sure at the end of the month you don't have more month than you do money. And then you move to the third stage, and that's success stage. Many of the people I'm speaking to right now, most of you, you've had success in your life. You said, I've not had success. Oh, yes, you have. One-third of the world starving to death. Two-thirds of the world went to bed hungry last night. You're pretty successful. Don't have great sight, but most of us are not suffering from malnutrition. Yeah. Many times we're grumbly hateful when we ought to be humbly grateful. God's been good to us. God's been good to us. But see, there's where most people end it. They just keep focusing on how can I be more successful? How can I acquire more? How can I get the back rub? How can I get the hot tub? How can I get the, drink at the pub? I mean, how can I? It's the mansion. It's the Mercedes. It's the money. Not anything that's wrong. I'm not, let me tell you, if a man tells you he's not interested in money, he'll lie about other things also. See, nothing wrong with having money. Money's like manure, though. Yeah. If you pile it up, it stinks. But if you spread it out, it helps things to grow. Sure. So it's not anything wrong with it. It's not wrong to possess things. It's wrong when things possess you. But I got to move. But there's something past success, and that's significance. There's something past success in your life and in my life, and that's significance. You say, well, Pastor, how do I know the difference between success and significance? Success is usually about you. Significance is about other people. When it's all about you, when it's self on the mind and Calvin Klein on behind, it's all about you. That's success. But significance is when you realize when you give flowers to other people, it leaves a fragrance in your hands. And when you realize that what really is important is having significance in your life. Now there's a reason why that the word service is 1,100 times in the Bible. There's a reason why. Because God is trying to teach us that significance in your life and significance in my life only comes through serving. Jesus Christ took a basin of water, and he took towels, and he washed his disciples' feet. But I want you to understand something. It was no small feat. It was no small feat. It was paramount. And there's three things that I want every one of us to get, beginning with me. There's three things that I want every one of us to get if we're going to have significance in your life and in my life. First of all, you've got to surrender your power. You've got to surrender your power. Now, folks, if there's ever been a person who could lean to power, it was Jesus in verse 3. Look what the Scripture says. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, that is to say, he could have said, I don't want this crucifixion. I don't want it to happen, and he could have stopped it. He'd given all things into his hands. See, folks, he wasn't like God. He was God. He'd given all things into his hands. He knew he came from God. Jesus knew, by the way, I'm going to ascend back up to God. I'm going to sit down at the right hand of my Father. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. But if you look at verse 4 says, he riseth from the supper and laid aside his garments. And when I read that this week, God just spoke to my heart and said, if you're going to serve me, you got to lay aside some things. You got to lay aside some things. See, folks, you got to understand. In biblical times, they didn't wear nice shoes like we got on. They were barefooted. Or they wore sandals. And they walked in the dust, and they walked in the dung, and they walked on the dirty roads. And when you would have a gathering, the lowest of the low, the lowest of the servants, not just a servant, the lowest of the servants would take a basin of water and he would take a towel. He would wash the people's feet. Well, Jesus walks into a room. And what does he do? He becomes the lowest of the low. And he takes a basin and he takes water and he washes the disciples' feet. See, let me tell you something. We're into titles, but Jesus was into towels. We're into titles, but Jesus was into towels. We're into positions, but Jesus is into people. We're into gaining value, but Jesus was into adding value. Look what Philippians says. Philippians chapter 2 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Let this attitude, what kind of attitude should you have? The attitude that Jesus had. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't take advantage of the equality. But look what verse 7 says. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Folks, let me tell you something. When they came to arrest Jesus, Judas said, I'll kiss him. And that way you'll know who he is. You know what that tells me? Jesus looked just like everybody else. He didn't have an entourage. He wasn't a superstar. He made himself of no reputation and said, I just want to serve the people. What did he do, ladies and gentlemen? He surrendered his power. Let me tell you the second thing. You got to serve other people. If we're going to experience significance in life, you got to surrender your power, but you got to serve other people. Now, you know what was interesting to me? When I read this story, I thought about that room I've been in probably 10 times. And I'll tell you something. You think, well, the upper room, I bet it's big. No, no, it's not. It's real small. And here's what rolled in my mind. Why didn't those guys serve? Why didn't they pick up the basin? Why didn't they pick up the towel? You know, I think Andrew probably said, I'm a fisherman. I clean fish. I don't clean feet. I think Matthew, the tax collector, said, you know, I work for the IRS. I don't clean feet, I tax feet. I think Peter probably said, you know, I do it, but I've always got my foot in my mouth. You said, Pastor, you got to understand what was, you know what's so wonderful about the Bible, folks? That when you read and study the people of the Bible, they're just flesh. They're just like us, warts and all. And on this day that Jesus was washing feet, tap into their conversation. Look what they were doing. And they began to argue among themselves who would be the greatest among them. I'll tell you why they couldn't wash feet. Because they was arguing about who was going to be the greatest. But think about this. Philippians chapter 2 says this. Verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Don't you preach for your glory. Don't you teach for your glory. Don't you sing for your glory. Don't you do anything for your glory. Folks, you hadn't served God till somebody else gets the credit and God gets the glory. Let nothing be done through vainglory, but in lowness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So don't stay focused on your stuff, Benny. Don't be like the baby that says, mine, mine, mine. You focus on other people. And let this attitude be in you. You say, but wait, Pastor Benny, In Philippians, it said, I'm to look out for other people and I'm to serve other people. If I look out for other people and I serve other people, who'll look out for me? Oh, he addressed that in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You look out for other people and he'll look out for you. A while back, I had a funeral and the gentleman said, I wish you had known Dad better. He said, Pastor Benny, Dad was such a servant. I remember as a boy, he would watch for the trash truck to come by. Dad would go out and get bottles of water out of the refrigerator and take it down and give it to the trash men and say, I thought you might enjoy this. Dad had an old lawnmower, and he'd go through the community, and he'd cut other people's grass, and many times they didn't even know it was him. He said, I remember so many times walking into a convenience store with Daddy and Daddy buying me a candy bar and him a candy bar and getting us a soda. And then Dad would buy an extra one and Dad would pay. And he'd look at the cashier and say, when you get a break, have a Coke and candy bar on me. We'd pull up at McDonald's, Preacher Benny, and Dad would order us a meal. And then we wouldn't know the people behind us. And Daddy would say, I want to pay for their meal also. Let me share something. I've been in the room many times. The room was small. And I remember one time I was in Israel and I was standing in the room and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, Benny, there's basins and towels in every relationship. It's just up to you to see them. So you can walk right on by people. Or you can serve people. But if you want to be like Jesus, it involves serving people. Oh, it's quiet in this Presbyterian church. But you can't sow seed when it's windy. I'm okay. No. We're going to be like Jesus. No, somebody says, I want to serve Jesus. I want to worship Jesus. It involves people. And when you lose sight of that, you miss what serving Jesus is really all about. Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked, you clothed me. I was in prison, you came to see me. When did we do it, Lord? He said, when you done it to the least of these, you did it unto me. No man or woman lives or dies to themselves. We're not an island. If we want significance, it involves serving people. I tell you that. It's easy to serve people that you love. I do real well at serving people I love. Sometimes those that are not real good to me, I'm not so excited about serving. But think about Jesus. In verse 2, he washed all their feet, even Judas. If you want to know if we really got a servant's heart, how do we treat those people that don't treat us so well? We want to have significance in our life. First of all, folks, we got to take the robe off. We got to take the robe off and we got to pick the towel up. That involves surrendering your power. We got to serve other people, but there's a third thing we got to do. You got to shift your perspective. You got to shift your perspective. Now, I know this about every one of you. You've all got a lot going on in your life. You're busy people. The devil can't make us bad. He'll make us busy. He really will. And we've equated activity with accomplishment. You meet somebody, you're trying to justify how busy you are. That doesn't really mean you're accomplishing anything. You're just busy. Here's what's so interesting. I thought about Jesus. What was going on in his life? In 24 hours, he'll be betrayed. He'll be arrested. He'll be falsely accused in just 24 hours. They'll beat him with a cat of nine tails. They'll take a cat of nine tails and he'll be scourged. They'll walk by, the Isaiah prophesied, and they'll pluck his beard out. See, Jesus was crucified, folks. You say, Pastor Benny, he was crucified way up high. No, he wasn't crucified way up high. He was crucified down low. Why was he crucified down low so men could stand and urinate on the criminal? That's why it was low. All the artists are nice. He was completely naked on the cross. He was humiliated. Oh, they put spikes, not through this part of the hand. He would have never stayed on the cross. They went through the wrists, through the median nerve. That's what he went through. So Pastor Benny, all that was going on in his life, but what was his mind on? His mind was on feet. Because Jesus understood serving people is no small feat. Serving people is no small feat. I'm just about to wrap up. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. I just have to coast before I stop. But you know a good place? You say, Brother Benny, I want to appropriate this message into my life. Where's a good place for us to start? Good place for me to start would be serving my wife. A good place for you to start would be serving your husband. Children, a good place for you to start would be your mom, be your dad. See, I'll tell you, the greatness of a person, as I've studied and as I develop, the greatness of a person is a person who's secure enough to say, I want to serve. How can I serve you? Not what can you do for me, but what can I do for you? Because significance in your life, you've tried everything else and you still hadn't reached it. Significance only comes through serving other people. I read a great story this week. It's a story about a boy that was in college and he was trying to work his way through college. He said he was trying to work his way through college and he was just about starving to death. He said, I had no money. I was just about ready to quit. And he said, I was going door to door trying to sell. And he said, I was so hungry. I said, at the next door, I'm not only going to try to sell them, but I'm going to ask them, will you give me something to eat? But he said, when I got to the door, I'd chickened out, no pun intended. And he said, I just asked the young lady who came to the door, can I get a glass of water? And that lady said she saw how dejected that young man looked. And she said, I didn't get him a glass of water. I got him a big glass of milk. And that young man gave the testimony that he drank that milk. And he said, well, she didn't know I was going to quit school. I was at my wit's end. I was going to throw in the towel. But I drank that milk and it gave me physical strength. I drank that milk and it helped me emotionally and it helped me spiritually. And I went on my way. And years passed. And that young lady became very sick. And all the local doctors there tried to treat and diagnose what her problem was, but they wasn't able to treat her problem. And they decided they needed to send her to Johns Hopkins Hospital. And at Johns Hopkins Hospital, they were struggling to diagnose her problem. But they brought in a doctor as a consultant. His name was Dr. Howard Kelly. And Dr. Howard Kelly recognized the town that lady was from, and he recognized her name. And Dr. Howard Kelly made a quest of finding out what her problem was and treating her. And he did. And she got better. She gave this testimony. She said, but after staying in the hospital a long time and going through tons of tests and tons of procedure, she said, there's no way I can pay the bill. And then one day in the mail, the bill came. She said, I was scared to open it. But she said, I did. And everything I'd gone through at the hospital was itemized. But then down below it, somebody had taken a pen and written, paid in full by a glass of milk, Howard Kelly. You want significance in your life? Quit looking in the mirror and start looking out the window. You want significance in your life? Quit looking in the mirror and start looking out the window. Because, ladies and gentlemen, see, get this, and I'm trying. It's not that I've got a bunch of stuff that I need you to do. It's not that I need a bunch of stuff from you. It's when you serve and when you give, it brings significance to you. It brings the best feeling in the world when you take your eyes off yourself and say, I'm going to put it on other people. Pastor Benny, why do you get up early and go to bed late? Why do you do what you do? You know, there was a beautiful young black girl in the days of slavery that was going to be sold as a slave. And a man stepped up. And he had ulterior motive. And they began to lift bids for her. And one man had an ulterior motive, and he would bid on this beautiful young black girl. And every time he would bid, there would be another man who would bid. And the bidding went on, and eventually the good guy won the bid. And she went to him and said, thank you so much. And the good guy handed her a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation and said, you can go free. You can go free. And she said, after what you've done for me, I'll serve you all the days of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, after what Jesus has done for me, I'll serve him all the days of my life. After what Jesus has done for me, I'll serve him all the days of my life. Because there are no small feet. And significance doesn't come through isolation. Significance comes through saying, I'm going to serve people. Because the only way I can serve God is to serve people.
Friend, I trust the message today has spoken to your heart. And if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I want to challenge you to do that today. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. And I've often said, it's as simple as ABC. A stands for acknowledge. You've got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. B stands for believe. You've got to believe that Christ and His blood was shed on the cross for your sin. And then C, you simply must confess your sins to Him. I want to encourage you right now to repeat a simple prayer with me. I'll pray the prayer, you repeat it with me if you'd like to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. But God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm so sorry, I want to change. I believe that you died for my sin, and I confess my sin to you right now. Come into my heart, Lord, and forgive me of all my sin. Now thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you for coming in to my life. Amen. Friend, congratulations on the greatest decision that you'll ever make. And I want you to know, this decision is not based on how you feel right now, because God's not a feeling, He's a fact. This decision is based on the fact that you have done what God's Word says you must do to have eternal life. So congratulations on the greatest decision you'll ever make, and thank you for being with us today. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.